Professor. Do you have a minute? I know your office hours have just ended, but I wanted to come and speak to you. Is now a good time? Great. Thank you so much. I'm sorry if it's an inconvenience. Here, I'll just close the door behind me so no one thinks you're still available. So, what I wanted to talk to you about was my grade for the class. Yes. Right. Oh, thank you. Yes, I kind of knew you thought of me as a good student, and I know my grades are okay. But, see, I really, really want an A in this class. Yes, it's a class of my major, so I really have to do well in it. And I know you said on the first day that you take high grades seriously, and that none of your students get an A without genuinely earning it. This class has a reputation, actually, of being a weed-out class. I don't know if you know that. I'm sure you know that you have a bit of reputation among students of being kind of firm. I mean, not like firm in general, just about grades. But I was wondering if you could make an exception and maybe push my grade if I could give you some, I don't know, special motivation to do so. No, Professor. I'm not trying to just sweet talk my way into an A. I know people sometimes come to you and try even more desperate things. And I also know they never work on you. But there's a rumor that someone even offered you a BJ if you would round her grade up by just 1 point, and that you said no. I don't know if it's true, but is it? Oh, really? It's happened more than once? Wow, that's impressive. And some serious resolve on your part. I mean, I bet it must get pretty tempting. Like, if you're all alone here in your office, maybe with a hot co-ed who kind of has a thing for you, it would be so easy just to go with the flow. Especially if she makes it clear that what she really wants to do is to blow you. I don't think any of my guy friends would be able to turn down an offer like that. Well, you clearly have an upstanding character and a very strong moral code. Yes, I know flattery won't help in my case, and I know it won't change your mind. And don't get me wrong, you're an attractive guy. But, in truth, my plan is not to come here and ask you to let me suck you off for an A. I thought maybe, since you're a man of science and all, that a sound, firm, scientific argument might be able to change your mind. So, as we learn about the foundation of the scientific method, my case starts from observation and builds the hypotheses, and then experiments to test those hypotheses. Yes, I plan to prove this out empirically. Well, the first observation is that I've noticed you looking at my feet in class. And the hypothesis I've formed based on that is that, well, you must like feet, or perhaps my feet in particular. So, as with any good scientific experiment, I set out to test this hypothesis against more data. I began to wear different kinds of shoes and socks to class. I tried sitting in different positions, and so on. I even tried comparing different shades of nail polish to see if that would affect things. I didn't measure any effect there, but I did notice that when I sat with my legs crossed so that you could wash my foot up the aisle of the lecture hall, you looked at me a lot more often than on the control days. You have this totally astonished look, but I assure you, I'm dead serious. This counter I'm holding is not just for fun. It's where I've been tracking data for this little side project. That's right. And I'm actually still collecting it. I know you might think it's rude of me to sit with my feet up on your desk like this. And I knew if I did it, it would come across as cocky or overconfident or just disrespectful of authority. But it's actually a controlled trial. I've been counting how many times you break eye contact to look at my feet. 36 so far. Oops. Make that 37. Oh, I think that's good evidence for my hypothesis. But there's another prediction to test. I also predict that if I were to slowly use one foot to ease the other shoe off, then it might elicit a heightened response. Oh, and it looks like that's confirmed as well. Oh, whoops. I dropped my shoe. Would you be willing to pick it up for me? Or should I just take the other one off as well? Oh, look at you, Professor. I do think you are impressed by my experimental rigor. But you seem pretty taken aback, too. Kind of like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, maybe. Ah, well, there it went. I'm guessing from that surprised blush on your face that you've never had a conversation quite like this with a student, have you? Now, you have a couple of choices as to what happens next. One option is you can pick up my shoes and hand them to me, and I'll put them back on and walk away. And you can try to pretend this conversation never took place. Another option is to further my education by allowing me to continue my experiment. I mean, that's what you're really here for, isn't it? This is all about the growth of young minds. If that happens to involve the growth of a throbbing erection, oh, it's not really your fault. Who are you to stand in the way of my edification? I believe you're going to pick option two. That's the next prediction my hypothesis makes. And the observation I was hoping to use to test it is the way you're intently watching me wiggle my toes. And based on that, I hypothesize that you're more willing for me to let you have a nice close-up look at my feet. So, is my hypothesis correct, Professor? Oh, I thought so. I'll just get a little closer now so you can see them better. I'm going to move your chair back a little to set up the next phase of the experiment. The next prediction I wanted to test is that you'll let me sit right here, right on your desk, and put my feet right on your chest. The logical link from the foot fetish hypothesis is that you enjoy looking at my feet. Therefore, you will be willing to allow me to do things that allow you to get closer to them. By contrast, another person with no foot fetish would try to stop me from doing this. Let's test this. Phase one. And phase two. Oh, it looks like my prediction is confirmed. Well, tentatively anyway. I guess this could be type one error, I think. A potentially false positive. Let's try phase three to rule this out. I'm going to slide this foot up, slowly, up to the side of your neck. And right onto your face. The hypothesis that you like feet predicts that you will allow me to do that and just enjoy it. If that hypothesis is wrong, the null hypothesis predicts that you will stop me. I mean, all things being equal, I wouldn't be able to do this to just anyone. Here goes. I am there. My toes right up against your nose. You're definitely blushing a little bit more, but not trying to move away. Interesting. Let me type this up. I wonder what would happen if I tried to slide this toe between your lips. Oh, was that a little gasp? What an interesting observation. Let me note that. I expected you to enjoy this, but not quite so much. What an interesting result. Let's move on to the next experiment. My hypothesis predicts that if I remove my socks, it's going to turn you on even more because you'll be able to see my pretty bare feet. Let me just move the detector into place. There. I've got my foot aligned perfectly with the center of your groin and a little off to the left, just barely making contact with you. Now, I'll just take this foot out of your face and peel the sock off nice and slow. I need you to just watch me do it while I monitor your reaction to collect my observations. Yes, I can definitely feel you getting hard. Prediction confirmed. Well, not as firm as you, though. Wow. Do you like my pedicure? Now, I know that wasn't a perfect methodology. There's definitely some sources of potential uncertainty. Specifically, it's possible that I changed the outcome by measuring it. It might just be that you got a little harder just because I was touching your penis, and that showing you my pretty toes wasn't the true causative factor. I think I have a way to confirm whether that's the case, though. Yes, it's a little follow-up experiment. Well, the way it works is that I'm going to take the foot fetish effect out of the procedure and see if the result is the same. So what I want you to do now is to just keep your eyes focused on my tits. Will you do that for me, please? I'm unbuttoning my shirt for you. I wore this lacy red bra to try to make it easier for you to keep your focus there. Excellent. And now, I'm just going to reach down with my hand and give you a little feel. Yes, you're definitely getting harder. But I can't tell if it's responding at the same rate or not. Results? Inconclusive. Let me key that in. I suppose we need another follow-up experiment, huh? You know, I actually have a design in my head for another experiment. The only thing is that I need access to your cock to do it. Would you help me with that, Professor? I mean, I'm not asking you to change my grade here, and I'm not trying to, like, seduce you so that I can blackmail you. Really, I just want you to take your cock out so that you can help me with my experiment methodology. Please? Ah, thank you, Professor. That's perfect. Let me note that. That's actually a really nice cock you have there. It's so hard and so thick, and I can feel it throbbing. Yes, and I can feel against my skin, even with this foot that still has a sock on. You should probably take that sock off, though. We wouldn't want any interference to make the detector less sensitive. Unless, of course, you're going to tell me you prefer the feeling of my cute, socked toes sliding up and down your shaft, even though my bare feet are so soft and silky. But then, if you're willing to admit that, then my hypothesis is confirmed without any more experiments required. Yes, that's much better, thank you. Well, that didn't take much convincing, did it? Interesting. Well, just put my sock on your desk there, next to my other one. You know, I've actually been practicing this motion for the past few weeks on a bottle in my room. But it's so much hotter to feel my feet sliding up and down the shaft of a hard, throbbing cock like yours. What was that? Oh, the experiment, yes. I didn't tell you when it happened. I was afraid of biasing the outcome. This foot job is not part of the experiment. I'm actually just enjoying what I have access to right now. The actual experiment was testing the prediction that if I tempted you with a foot job, I could convince you to take your cock out and let me play with it. Well, I suppose that prediction was confirmed as well. Oh, so much pre-cum already. Wow. So anyway, that's my extra credit project, Professor. I hypothesized that you have a thing for feet, and I collected observations, formulated hypotheses, and tested out those hypotheses. My experimental results support the conclusion that you do indeed have a foot fetish. I've supported that conclusion by showing that my feet get you excited, hard, and horny, and that you truly enjoy receiving foot jobs. Are you sufficiently impressed by my report to raise my grade to an A? Or should I just give up and leave right now? Oh, really? I'm so glad to hear you say yes. Thank you, Professor. I knew I could count on you to be a real man of science and recognize the value of hard data when you see it. Kind of like how you can count on me to recognize a hard scientist when I see one, like you. You know, as long as I'm here, may I ask you for one more little favor? Well, it's just that, well, my boyfriend broke up with me 2 weeks ago, and I've been really horny. And to be honest, doing all this hard science with you has gotten me kind of worked up. Kind of like really worked up. And now that I've seen your cock, I'm really curious what it would feel like. I mean, not just to touch it, but to feel it being put to proper use. Would you help me make some observations, Professor? It's going to be so interesting to test how far you'll be willing to go. Oh, it's a good thing it's only the beginning of term.